This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually distributed appointment letters to more than 61,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative in New Delhi today. Addressing on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for youth in India and abroad. He said India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said that the Rozgar Mela has become an institution and lakhs of youths have already received appointment letters from various government departments.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे।
The 18th Rozgar Mela was organized at 45 locations across the country. The newly recruited candidates will join various ministries and departments. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that girls are not merely a responsibility but represent sheer strength and an invaluable force in nation building as women are leading the progress of the country. Mr. Shah today extended greetings to countrymen on the occasion of National Girl Child Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the inspiring examples of Rani Lakshmibai, Rani Velu Nachiyar, Mulha Gubaru and Pritilata Wadedar fill every Indian heart with pride. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will address the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest in Lucknow today. The event will be held at Rashtra Prerana Sthal. On the occasion, Mr. Shah will launch the One District, One Cuisine scheme. Under the initiative, the distinctive traditional cuisine of each district of Uttar Pradesh will be identified and linked with quality improvement, branding and market access so that local flavors gain not only regional but also national and global recognition. Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, arrived on her first official visit to India early this morning. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the visit comes at an opportune moment to further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership. He added that the visit of Ms. Kallas will build on the momentum of regular high-level engagements between India and the European Union. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, "At present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history." She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring the safety of religious minority groups, women, girls, and the most vulnerable section in society. Ms. Hasina also called for an end to politically motivated acts intended to intimidate the Bangladesh Awami League.
The nation has been plunged into an age of terror, relentless and suffocating. Democracy is now in exile. Human rights have been trampled into the dust. Freedom of the press has been extinguished. Violence, torture and sexual assault against women and girls raise unchecked. In this grave hour, the entire nation must rise, united and galvanized by the spirit of our great liberation war.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid tribute to Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President described Mr. Thakur as a true Jananayak and remembered him for his simplicity, integrity and unwavering commitment to the upliftment of the marginalized. And that is the end of this news bulletin.